All right, here we go. So let's take a look to see what's happening in the markets today. And today is August 2nd, and we'll do this in 15 minutes or less so that you know what's moving the market. I'm back! And with me in the studio, as always, is my head coach, Mark Hodge. Hey, Mark, thanks so much for covering for the past few weeks.
Of course. Great to have you back, Marcus. Great to have you back.
All right. Well, let's see. I'm a little bit rusty, but... What happened in the markets while I was gone, while I was on my trip? Not a whole lot, right? I mean, we had a little bit of a scare here. So I'm looking at the Dow Jones here. So I've been gone probably from here on. So a little bit new record highs, kind of scare. New record highs on a Friday, a little bit of a pullback, right? So not a whole lot going on in July.
Yeah. And, you know, even with the pullback on Friday, stocks did finish the month strong. The S&P finished higher for the sixth straight month in a row. So, all things considered, the little shakeout, things bounced back, and stocks are pointing to a positive start last I looked this morning as well.
Yeah, I'm just looking here at a weekly chart, and on a weekly chart, it just up and away. So there's the Dow, this is the S&P, this is the NASDAQ. So nothing seems to hold the market down. You said it this morning. It seems that pre-market, we are actually moving higher. I want to switch to a 15-minute chart because here we are looking at the Dow. And we started strong, and just going into the open, we have a little bit of a pullback here. Do you know what has caused this?
You know what? I do not know.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, all three major indices, the futures are pointing to a higher start. So here's the ES, here's the NASDAQ. I don't think there was anything on the economic calendar yet that could have moved the markets. And we'll talk about the economic calendar here in just a moment. But yeah, strong performance last month, and going into August seems to be strong. So the main focus from what I see right now on the market is earnings. We are still in earnings season, and also COVID, especially the Delta variant. Because right now the US is averaging more than 72,000 new COVID cases a day over the last 7 days. And these are levels that are not seen since February last year. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, so, I was going to say that this week the spotlight is going to be on earnings, jobs, and the Delta variant. I saw that in Florida, they reported the most daily infections since the start of the pandemic and broke a record for current hospitalizations. So the Delta variant could spice things up a little bit. There could be some reactions. I did see that Dr. Anthony Fauci over the weekend said that the U.S. will not lock down again to curb COVID-19. But he stressed that things are going to get worse.
Yeah, but he said that he believes that we have enough of the percentage of vaccinated people so that it should not get us in the situation where we were last winter. And it seems that pretty much stocks continue to shake off the concerns about the Delta variant. And especially this morning, stocks that would benefit the most from a continued economic recovery, they are up this morning. So if you look at Carnival Cruise Lines, they were up a little bit more, 3% right now, 1.6%. I believe also airlines were up this morning slightly. So American Airlines up 0.83%, Delta Airlines 0.5%. So that's what's going on, it seems.
Yeah, performing slightly better than futures heading into the open. So it does seem like traders are shaking that off for the time being anyway.
Yeah, but hey, talk about earnings. Amazon on Friday, I gotta talk about this. Look at this. On Friday, Amazon went down 7.5%. Seemed to be a little bit of a bounce back this morning, but what happened when they reported earnings? I know that you already covered it in the newsletter.
Yeah, I covered it on Friday, and I want to say that they reported like $112 billion or something like that in revenue for four quarters straight, or maybe three quarters straight, but it was still, they warned of some future guidance concerns. I don't have notes on Amazon, Marcus. You're catching me off guard.
No, this is basically it. So, I mean, they reported 113 billion, but they said, well, the predicted sales will drop below that level to 106 to 112 billion. I mean, again, we're talking about $112 billion. It's crazy. It just seems that they say, yeah, you know what, during the pandemic, let's just switch over here to a weekly chart. So during the pandemic, obviously Amazon did really, really well because everybody was staying home. But now, since we are reopening, people like to go shopping, go out, be out and about. And especially right now with back to school shopping, I mean, this is where we see that other retailers, for example, Target was just posting, I thought that they were posting wins on Friday. Guess they haven't. But Target, I mean, as you can see, just up and away. Walmart also doing well here. So yeah, it seems that back to the stores. Let's go out.
Yeah, and speaking of earnings, 59% of the S&P 500 companies have reported second quarter earnings. And according to FactSet, 88% have beaten consensus earnings expectations. Some really nice beats, but there have been a few, you know, guidance concerns or, you know, concerns over what might happen coming up in the third quarter.
Yeah, let's talk about Pinterest. I mean, Pinterest also a pandemic winner because everybody flocked to Pinterest, and they were down 18% on Friday. Because they reported a decline in global users last quarter. And they said, well, we had 5% fewer users. I mean, I'm not surprised as the economy is reopening. People probably spend less time online. And again, Pinterest was one of the places where you could get masks when things were getting really bad and you couldn't get them in stores, same as Etsy. But right now it seems that people are losing interest in Pinterest. So it's very
a pretty big drop.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
A pretty big drop. And I was getting a little confused between Etsy and Pinterest because I learned about the two companies at the same time a couple years ago. So on Friday, I was thinking Etsy was Pinterest and vice versa. But nonetheless, the user, you know, this is where it gets interesting because we're still at these, you know, record levels for stocks. But as we shift back to a more, you know, traditional economy, and we're never going to go all the way back. We're never going to go all the way back, right? I mean, even we were talking about Zoom and just, you know, video conferencing and being in the office place. Like, all of that has changed. But when everything's firing on all cylinders in one direction, and now we're, you know, going a little more traditional again, that is going to have an impact on some of these companies like Pinterest when you're looking at user growth and it not happening anymore.
Yeah. I mean, same Etsy. Etsy also got hammered on Friday, probably because of Pinterest. So Etsy down 7.7%. They will report earnings this week. So we will learn more about this. And again, if I'm switching to a weekly chart here, we see that Etsy also a company that after the pandemic drop that was right here, it was up and away. So a company that basically pre-pandemic levels at around $50 and is now trading, I mean, as high as 240, has been trading around the 200 mark. So, I mean, quadrupled in valuation. I mean, that is a lot. So if you're coming back here a little bit to more normal levels, that would actually be healthy for these kind of stocks that have kind of run away.
Yeah. Absolutely. Hey, did you hear about Square?
Yeah. Interesting. So they bought this pay later company, right?
Yeah. So they agreed to buy Australia-based Afterpay, I think, but it's under Affirm Holdings for approximately $29 billion in stock. Which is a 30% premium for Afterpay stock owners. So AFRM, they're up pre-market, and Or am I? Is AFRM just an Australian company? I might have got that confused. Nonetheless, Square is down because of the purchase. That's what caught my attention.
And it's always like this. When we have a merging deal, usually the company that is being bought sees a push up, and the company that is buying the other one sees a slight decline. Because I mean, obviously it has an impact, but it's usually good for the company that's being bought. So that's very, very typical. So I wouldn't be surprised to see that the company that's being bought is up here this morning, while Square is slightly down. No surprise.
Yeah, and
there.
Marcus, do you know if the company that's being bought is listed on the U.S. exchange?
I do not know.
Yeah, so we could get away from that. But Square was down almost, I want to say it was almost 4%, 5% pre-market, but now it's only 1%, so they're coming back.
Yeah. So let's take a look at the economic calendar for this week and see what is happening here. And we have quite a few red flag reports that are coming out. So today, it kicks off with ISM manufacturing PMI. And then the big one is on Friday, the unemployment claims and the unemployment, the jobs report, let's say.
Job
so the
report.
Jobs report that consists of several components. I mean, this is where we have the average hourly earnings, the employment change, and then also the employment rate. And that's definitely something that traders will keep an eye on, especially since in the past recent weeks where we see the weekly unemployment claims, I mean, they came in higher than expected. And I mean, this is where I thought that the economy is recovering. This is why we are making new all-time highs. But we know that the Fed has two goals, and this one of them is keeping inflation under control. And they say, you know what? We'll let that one slide for now, because right now our focus is on making sure that we get back to 3% unemployment, right? I mean, that we are just increasing jobs. And this is where it will be interesting to see if this is still happening, if we are adding more jobs and decreasing unemployment, and if not, how the Fed will react to it.
Yeah, four straight weeks of unemployment claims that were higher than forecast. So creeping higher than forecasted numbers, and the jobs report, always a biggie, but I think this Friday, it's gonna potentially take a little more interest.
Yeah, we also still have earnings coming out this week. So in terms of earnings, we have Lyft that will report earnings later this week. We have Amgen that will report earnings. We also have Uber reporting earnings, CVS. So what else? General Motors.
Baba.
Who else?
Baba.
Baba. Oh gosh, these Chinese stocks. Let's see what's happening there. If they can pull it off. I mean, Chinese stocks recently have been hammered because the Chinese government is cracking down on them.
Yeah, just a wild couple of weeks. Hey, yeah. Kraft Heinz, KHC, also reporting.
Yeah, so there's quite
Roku.
A few. Well, and then also, I mean, we have the infrastructure deal. It was pretty quiet around the infrastructure deal, but it is back on the table here, the $1 trillion infrastructure deal. So over the weekend, senators were back as a partisan group to put the finishing touches on this package. And I mean, this package has 2,702 pages. Like, what? Okay. Anyhow, so the Democratic Senator Joe Manchin said that it would likely pass before the end of the week and would keep us going for 5 to 10 years. But hey, it's not a done deal. It has to also go through the House of Representatives. And so we'll see what happens. But we haven't heard any talks about the infrastructure bill in a while. But now it's back on the table.
Small correction. I think now it's going to the Senate.
Oh, so now it's going to the Senate. Okay, yeah. And I mean, who would benefit from this? Caterpillar. And this morning, Caterpillar up 0.6%. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
So it will be an interesting week again. So
absolutely.
But
absolutely.
Keep in mind, trade what you see, not what you think.
Good to have you back, Marcus. Happy trading, everybody.
All right. Happy trading.